fans, welcome back to the Red Carpet with More 70 Facts with me, DJ. This week, I'm talking about Chevy Chase. Chevy Chase was born on October 8, 1943. As a child, Chevy vacationed at Castle Hill, the Cranes, in Summer Estate in Ipswich, Massachusetts. Chevy was educated at Riverside Country School, an independent day school in the Riverdale neighbourhood of Bronx, New York City, before being expelled. Chase did not enter medical school, which meant he was subject to the military draft. Chase was a member of the early underground comedy assembled Channel One, he co-founded in 1967. He also wrote a one-page spoof of Mission Impossible for Mad magazine in 1970, and was a writer for a short-lived Smother Brothers TV show comeback in the spring of 1975. Chevy was one of the original cast members of Saturday Night Live, NBC's late-night comedy television show, in the beginning of October 1975. During the first season, he introduced every show except two, with Live from New York, It's Saturday Night. Chase was original anchor of Weekend Update segment of SNL, and his catchphrase introduction was, "I'm Chevy Chase, and you're not," became well-known. Chase was committed into a conservatory of SNL for one only year as a writer and became a cast member during rehearsals. Just before the show's premiere, he received two Emmy Awards and a Golden Globe Award for his comedy writing and live comic acting on the show. In late 1976, in the middle of the second season, Chase became the first member of the original cast members to lead the show. While he landed in starring roles of several films of his SNL fame, and asserted that the principal reason for his departure was the reverence of his girlfriend, Jacqueline Carlin, to move to New York. Chase's early film roles included Tunnel Vision, the box office hit Foul Play that earned more than $44 million, and Oh Heavenly Dog, the role of Eric Otter, Straighten in National Lampoon's Animal House, was originally written with Chase in mind, but he turned down the role to work on Foul Play. Chase continued his film career in 1983's National Lampoon's Vacation, directed by Ramis and written by John Hughes. This one was grossing $61 million and a $15 million budget, with his most successful movie at the time. Chase hosted the Academy Awards in 1987 and 1988, opening the telecast in 1988 with a quip, "Good evening, Hollywood phonies." Chase filmed a sequel to Vacation in 1985 to National Lampoon's European Vacation, the movie pulling into just shy of $50 million at the box office, and then a third film, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation in 1989, which pulled a $71 million, and thanks to the holiday theme, has become one of his more durable films. September 1993, Chase hosted the Chevy Chase Show, a weeknight talk show for the Fox Beginning Company. Chase found success with some of his subsequent movies, 1995's Man of House, co-starring Farrah Fawcett, was relatively successful, grossing $40 million, and the 1997's Vegas Vacation was a box office success, grossing $36.4 million. 2000's Snow Day, in which Chase appeared, was also successful, grossing over $60 million, as well as Orange County in 2002, grossing more than $40 million. In 2009, Chase and Dan Aykroyd voiced themselves in the Family Guy episode of Spices, Remnants of the West. Starting in 2009, Chase returned to NBC in the sitcom Community as the moist 12th tycoon Piers Hawthorne. The show was created by Dan Harum and starred Joel McHale, Alison Brie, Gillian Jacobs, Donald Glover, and Danny Pudi and Yvette Nicole Brown. In 2013, Chevy appeared in a short online featuring the Griswold family and the Funny or Die original comedy sketch, Presidential Reunion, where he played President Ford alongside the other former current SNL president, Inspirationist. In 2015, Chevy reprised the role as Clark Griswold in the fifth Vacation installment titled Vacation. 2019, we saw him in the Netflix movie The Last Laugh, where he starred alongside Richard Dreyfuss. So now you know about Chevy Chase, he's definitely one of the most amazing actors I have watched in movie history, especially in Christmas Vacation, because that is a childhood classic, and me and my family watch that every Christmas. And I can't wait to see, hopefully, to see him brand new movies. Next time, I'm talking about the actor Bill Murray. So stay tuned, everybody. Take care.